Shia seminaries in the Pakistani port city of Karachi held solemn mourning ceremony for anti-government protesters killed in Bahrain.
This is Noor Ehman, the second largest Juma center of Shia community here in Karachi city. And these religious scholars and students of Shia seminaries are gathered here to denounce the atrocities being committed by Saudi and Bahraini forces over peaceful pro-democracy protesters in Bahrain. They are calling the international community to take practical measures to halt these atrocities.
The clampdown on anti-government protests in the Kingdom of Bahrain has led to widespread concerns in the region. More alarming for many is Saudi Arabia's invasion.
This is once more the sign of their hypocrisy. The Western media and the Western rulers, and especially those Muslim rulers, those who are claiming themselves to be Muslims, they are very weak against the kufr, and when it comes against the Muslims, they are powerful. They went into Bahrain and they killed innocent people. They attacked them in the midnight and they picked the injured from the hospitals and they killed them and threw their bodies on the streets.
Bahrain is home to the 5th Fleet of the United States Navy. The U.S. and its Western allies have by and large kept quiet about the atrocities committed by Saudi-led troops in the Persian Gulf island. Shia religious scholars during their Friday sermons across Karachi dwelt mainly on Bahrain's revolution and criticized the Western nations' double standards in dealing with revolutions in the Arab world.
We want to condemn all the cruel activities all over the world, in Bahrain, in Libya, in Misr, Egypt, wherever there are cruel activities. We condemn and criticize all the cruel activities of all the governments, including the Pakistani government, who has sent their troops to the Bahrain against the people of Bahrain in the favor of cruel government of Bahrain.
Riyadh dispatched its armed forces to Bahrain at Manama's request on March 13 to quell countrywide protests in the small sheikhdom.
Bahrain ke hukumran aur Saudi Arab ke hukumran.
Now what is the difference left between those who demolished Babri Masjid, the house of God, and the Florida pastor who desecrated the Holy Quran, and those who demolished a mosque in Bahrain and desecrated the Holy Book in the mosque? I think they brought shame to the entire Muslim Ummah.
Scholars and leading religious figures in Pakistan have repeatedly denounced the heavy-handed crackdown on anti-government protests in Bahrain. Now, despite all odds, Bahraini people can place total faith in one thing, that they are not alone in their struggle. They have real supporters in the region and beyond. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.